We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Yeah! Hoy hoy, everybody. I'm walking around this morning, and I have the Juicy Fruit jingle in my head, but I don't have the whole jingle in my head. So, like, I'm walking around going, Juicy Fruit is gonna move ya.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's got the taste. There's something through ya.
Yeah.
The Juicy Fruit is gonna move ya.
Yeah.
Is that the jingle?
Yeah.
Oh.
There you go.
Then I nailed it. All right. The Juicy Fruit. The juice and fruit. And the juicy fruit.
Juicy fruit. Juicy fruits and juicy fruits. Right? Is that?
That's we nailed it. That's the exact. That's
juicy
the exact
fruit. Going to juicy fruits.
Chicka cherry right? Cola.
You're going to run out of flavor in a minute.
Yeah, juicy there's fruit. Never been a gum. There's never been a gum invented that lasts the length that I needed to. Same with me sexually, but it been...
Yeah, what would last longer? The flavor in Juicy Fruit or you doing it?
Ooh, fantastic question.
Right? You should do an experiment.
Where I put a piece of Juicy Fruit in my mouth and yeah. then go to Pound Town and see how...
You think your wife would be okay with that?
No.
No?
I mean, she would just wouldn't know. I would just be chewing gum during it.
You should just do it.
Hold on. I gotta put gum in.
Hold on, wait, I can't.
I gotta do a thing.
She's like, wait.
Cody had a question. Hold on a second.
She's like, wait, not yet. And you're like, I know. Cody had this thing and he asked me to do. So, hold on a second. I'm still chewing.
The flavor of the gum would last longer.
Without
a doubt.
And then afterwards, she's like, I like that. It was kind of weird how you called, you know, going a little longer, you know. That you still have flavor in your juicy fruit.
Yeah, I still got flavor in my juicy fruit.
I mean, that's good innuendo, I guess. You're like, yeah, I know. I was chewing and I still had some flavor in there, so I didn't want to, you know, finish. So,
mm-hmm.
gonna get you juicy fruit. Huh? Break me off a piece of that juicy fruit.
Yeah, that's what it is, right? Right?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of that. Ahoy, hoy. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY is up and running now. Needed to have some kind of update. Habner, ahoy hoy to you and yours.
Oh, and yours. Yow.
It's my finishing move, the Juicy Fruit.
The Juicy Fruit!
Speaking of fruit, this fragrance is powerful you got going on here today. What is this one?
This one's, what is it called? Watermelon buttercream. I turned it off so it could get hard and then we can melt it again.
I wouldn't even tell you the name Rick Gary called us when he smelled it, but...
Yeah, he didn't like that
one. This one's a biz one.
I like this, though.
Do you?
I like it. It's a good one. It's a good, like, smell. Although we tend to like seasonals.
Yeah, we do. Hey.
So, you know,
like seasonals, guys.
This one will have to run out, and then we can get another, you know, a seasonal one. Because, man, Walmart puts out a lot of wax things.
We need something for the autumn.
There's
we need
an autumn season. Of autumn ones.
God, I want to work at that factory. Just smelling things all day.
The wax melter factory.
The wax melter factory.
Just, that one's good.
Yeah, how great would that place smell?
I mean, it'd smell great. I don't know if I'd want to work there, though.
Why?
Then you're just making waxes all day.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to have a real job.
Yeah.
It'd be cool for the first day.
So say, why don't you just go on over to Walmart and smell them all? Boom.
Man arrested for smelling all of the smelly waxes.
Well, I didn't tell you to take your pants off while you were doing it.
I have a lot of senses down there.
Sorry, I can smell better when my wiener's out.
Sorry, my meatus has smell buds on it. What? I don't even think this is what they're called.
I don't even know what that is.
Meatus is your wiener hole.
What?
That's what it's called.
Yours got taste buds, huh?
Smell buds, not taste buds.
Smell buds?
I'm not just, tasting.
You can just kind of go down there and just kind of...
Like an anteater.
I was going to say, here's grunts like it's Freddy Hot Dog. What is that? My ween.
It's my ween. It's got smell buds
it's
on
smelling.
It.
Smelling. What is that? It's my wiener.
Juicy, juicy. Juicy fruit. Juicy, juicy. All right.
Juicy.
Here we are.
Very sure that.
What day is it? Wednesday?
Yeah.
Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah.
Do our thing, Cody. Do you shut up for a minute? Listen to your commercial.
I'll just shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth. Just shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
Got a big old bush. Got a big old bush. Boosh. Ahoy, ahoy. Hello.
See? Going all natural?
Hi there. Hello. Yeah, that's what our ancestors did. Why wouldn't I?
Is it bad that's all I can ever think of when I'm watching shows where they're doing stuff like that?
Is how terrible it was down there?
It's like,
no, you and me both.
Yeah, get down there. Yep, there you go. Yep, just don't worry about that being washed.
Like that Viking show, probably. Yeah, it's a wreck.
Yeah, like they just got big, huge, full bushes, and you're just going down there without worrying about, you know.
It was the times, man.
You're going to get a yeast infection.
It was the times.
It was the times. You just get a yeast infection.
Spray a little river water on it, and you're done.
That's it. They just slap some mud at it.
Put a little mud on it.
Clean.
Well, ahoy, ahoy, everybody. Thank you for joining us. You people are already asking. I don't know why I say you people, but you already asked me how I'm feeling after playing football last night.
Yeah, you people.
Yeah, you people.
How do you feel? Can you sit down? You're all
right? Thought I was going to feel a lot worse, so I put on my social media, at K-Rock Josh, last night, that my kids really wanted to play some backyard football. We did it in the spring.
Yeah.
I am not an athlete, but I at least, wait. I know.
Huh?
I know.
Do you have a breaking news sounder?
But I at least grew up playing, you know, enough backyard football to know how to play it.
You can be all-time quarterback.
I was, and I think where I screwed myself, A, I'm not a good quarterback. My son throws a better spiral than I do.
You don't keep track of your stats?
No, I do not.
What?
Why do you?
I mean, if you're out there hucking around the pigskin,
mm-hmm.
you're all-time QB. You should know how many touchdowns you're throwing.
So I'm all-time QB. We play two-hand touch.
Yeah.
We make a little field out in the yard.
Yeah.
And they really wanted to play last night. And for some reason, I got in my stupid dome to run a sneak play where my son throws to me.
A sneak play.
I go,
your poor daughter, because that's fair.
Well, then she started throwing it too.
Yeah.
So this is what happened. So like, I go, buddy, let's trick her.
Yeah.
And you throw to me.
Yeah, run a little reverse.
Little, yeah.
Uh-huh. I see what you're doing.
So here's my fat ass sprinting down the field.
Yeah.
My son threw a great catch. I threw a great toss.
Yeah.
I caught it. Touchdown.
Did you catch it?
Not here to brag. I did.
Did
I really did. I swear to my life I did.
All right.
So then now she wants to run that play.
Yeah.
So now my fat has to run on the field again, and she's throwing to me, and this was the trend.
You just running down the field over
just
and
me
over
going
and over
back and
over.
Forth. And then so then, like, it made them happy. I love doing that kind of stuff because they're not going to be young forever.
Yeah.
So I love doing that stuff. We go inside, blah, blah, blah. They hop in the shower. They're done.
How long did it stay two-hand touch?
I didn't mean to tackle them. Well, they didn't tackle, but they started punching each other, and I had to throw a flag on that. So, yeah.
I touched
it was
you.
Going like it.
You punched me.
Yeah, the two-hand touch. The touch got a little loosey-goosey after a while. Yeah.
It was like just a double fist punch.
Yeah, right? Double fist punch.
Gotcha. Oh, he knocked out a tooth.
Yeah.
So, but it touched you.
And then it became, you know, just haul off punches when like somebody wouldn't catch the ball or whatever.
Or when it was, you only touched me with one hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You only touched me with one hand. No, yeah. I got you with the other one.
And then if they were out of bounds and then somebody's like, I wasn't out of bounds, and then it gets violent.
Yeah. And then go inside crying.
Yeah, then I was crying. And then they just wanted to kick field goals. So then we just kind of transitioned to that. And I was holding the ball and they were kicking field goals.
That's great.
But I went in the house after playing and I get to the point where I'm like, I'm sitting at my desk for a little bit because I was doing some work last night, and I stand up to go get a drink, and I'm like, oh, no.
Oh.
I'm like, that's going to hurt tomorrow.
Your quads were like, what the F,
what did you do, man?
Why are you moving at a quicker than normal pace? Unacceptable.
You are 39. How dare you?
System shutdown. Override. Failure. Failure.
And I was so worried. I was like, oh my God. If just sitting for 15 minutes makes me feel like this,
right?
I'm going to feel awful tomorrow. Thankfully, I don't. I don't know what I did. I did some deep lunges.
Oh, there you go.
Some stretches.
Yep. Yep. That usually
works. I walked
in
the bedroom last night. My wife is lying in bed watching TV. And I do that move where like you pick up your knee and you squeeze it to your body.
Yeah.
You know. And when I did that, and when I did that, she goes, don't. And I go, what? She goes, oh, I thought you were trying to crank out a fart. And I go, well, this is my life now. My wife, I can't even come in here and stretch because she thinks I'm loading the gun.
You are probably.
I probably was.
You may not have been, you know, loading the gun at the time,
mm-hmm.
but there was a bullet in the chamber.
Oh,
I'm
there
sure.
always is.
Yeah.
There always is.
Yeah, I'm sure there was one raring to go.
That was my night. It was nice. It was a beautiful night last night, man.
Yeah, into this morning. It's nice out this
it's
morning.
It's beautiful.
It's like we're headed back into the summertime season.
57. A little chillier as we go east, unless that number's wrong.
Oh, really?
It says it's 48 near Utica. Is that right?
Well, that's weird.
It's like a 10-degree shift, but all right, maybe.
It's warm out around here. I mean, warm-ish.
Yeah.
I'm wearing shorts.
Yeah, I got shorts on today. That'll be a nice day.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be nice today in general.
Yeah, 70-ish something.
Nice.
So come hang. We'd love to see you in Twitch. Now, I'm not saying that I won't be sore tomorrow. I mean, it could take a day off.
Right, it's going to take a whole day, and you're going to get up tomorrow, and you won't be able to stand up.
I need to take an ice bath from playing two-hand touch all-time QB for 30 minutes.
Right, with you kids.
I got ice down. I played sports with a 9 and an 11-year-old. I'm exhausted.
I'm tired. Tell me some slack here.
I don't know what I'm doing. Makes him happy, you know?
You're tweeting at Adam Schefter to let him know that you're... I'll probably be okay. I'm a little sore from practice today, but if you want to tweet out, I know how...
I don't know who this person is that keeps giving me his updates.
He's sending me pictures of, like, him stiff-arming an 11-year-old. Like,
I'm
going to
be all right, I think, Adam. I think I'm going to be okay.
Check out this move I made. And it's just you with, like, your hand pushing your son's face down into the grass.
Very, very Al Bundy of me.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I'm a all-time quarterback. I threw for 9 touchdowns tonight, Adam.
We play with the poofy ball. The squeezy Nerf
like
ball.
Oh, like a Nerf one?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Juicy Fruit is juicy.
Yeah, I got a Norseman already. Juicy Fruit's been calling my name for quite some time.
No big deal, but yeah.
Quite the Juicy Fruitologist.
Well, that's the problem with me is I never do anything like halfway.
Yeah.
So if they want to keep playing, of course I got to get like a uniform and I got to put cleats on and stuff, right? Like,
yeah.
Yep. I have my cleats from that time I played softball.
From that one time.
From that one summer I decided to play in a softball league.
You should. You should get, spray paint the field out, put down.
That'd be fun, yeah.
Put some lines down, get a flag. Ah, no, flag. Have your wife be the ref.
Like, the weirdest thing is, like, fellow fat guys, go try to run. You forgot how to run. I forgot how to run.
Like, you're like...
Like, it was weird.
I move all of these at once.
Like, when I started running down the field to catch the ball, my first thought was, I don't think you're doing this right.
Your body's like I don't understand what this is, but like, this ain't it.
I felt like I looked like that, like, lizard that runs through the desert with his legs out. Yeah.
Your body's like, I don't know, and it's pulling you each in different directions.
Yeah.
Your left arm is going to the left, your arm is going to the right, your right leg is going to the left.
And I got this big belly that's like a wrecking ball in the front of me, like trying to pull all this weight. And I'm like,
kid just whips it at you, just hits you in the side of the head, and you just stand there. I know, just give me a minute.
Text line. No, sorry, Nicotine Man and Twitch. F you, Josh, I don't run. No, I don't blame you, man. I don't blame you. Josh, whatever happened to Basement Royale? Well, the basement's full of junk right now, but we... Basement Royale, if you're new here, is I converted my basement into a laser tag arena, but we do it with Nerf guns and fog machines and stuff.
Oh, we're getting back into that time.
Yeah, we don't do it in the summer because we play outside the summer, but I got to go clean out the basement.
Too hot.
Yeah, so now I got to clean out the basement here in the next couple of weeks, and then there's still half the walls up. What are you laughing at?
Like the text line.
What did it say?
What's
hey, you know I also play football?
You know
I
play football through a Hail Mary, Josh?
Yeah.
Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know what's stiff arm Satan? On his way to a touchdown saving your life?
You know, we...
dying for your sins?
We all should Hail Mary a little bit. Mary, mother of Jesus Christ.
You know what Hail Mary is always completed for a touchdown?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you say your Hail Mary, Lord Grace full of touchdowns to Jesus.
You know what? I want to just check the scoreboard. What does that say? Oh, Psalm 3:16.
Let me just go ahead and take a peek ski at the... we're not going to go into overtime because the Lord and Savior crushes Satan a billion to none.
Right, yeah.
Every time?
There's no need for overtime when the Lord fights Satan because
he always wins. Want me to go to the review and check the review? No, there's no need for instant replay because the Lord is always right.
There's no flags on that play.
No, Lord and Savior is always correct.
Let us pray. Bring it in. Oopie, I didn't forget how to run. I just don't. What do you say? Just too much jiggly parts now. That was the thing, is I'm running down the field, and there's parts moving on me, and my body wants to keep running, But in my mind, I go, you don't know what you're doing right now.
Every other part of your body is dying laughing at that part of your brain trying to tell you to run. They're like, haha, look, you know what to do. And it's like, shut up. It's been a long time. All right. Leg, left leg, right leg, left leg, right leg. Damn it. I don't know. This is hard.
I know that I teeter on a heart attack at any moment. Like, I don't want to break something loose in there.
They go inside. Mommy, daddy was wheezing a lot. Is that why he likes that Weezer band?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. Like, does anybody else live in the constant fear that there's like there's like a little piece of like fat in your arteries. And if that breaks loose, it's going right to your brain.
It's just like swirling right there. And any second, it's just going boom, hit your heart and cuts it.
Yeah. Like, there's blood going past it, and it's waiting to break loose, and then eventually it breaks loose.
I think if that hits your heart, I think you die instantly, though.
And your brain.
So I think, like, at least that would be the good thing.
That'd be a nice memory for my kids, just out there playing a game of two-hand touch, and dad dies right there on the field. That'd be nice for him. Yeah, that won't mess him up forever.
Just running and literally.
Yep.
He's falling over. What happened? He died. You go to your kids and leave you there.
Yeah, oh, he's gone.
Your wife would look at you outside, just laying there face down. What thought? What happened? Oh, I think he's dead.
Yeah.
Can we get some V-Bucks?
Yeah, they can now. Cash in the life insurance, kid.
As soon as you fall over, they run inside and start cashing in all of your credit cards.
We got a ton of V-Bucks. Can I get Roblox? Box, Mom? Robux? V-Bucks? All the box?
Where's your dad? Oh, he said something about Juicy Fruit and he fell over.
That would be me singing the jingle.
Juicy Fruit. Juicy Fruit.
That's all I ask, Lord. Please, serious prayer. Please just let me live till my kids are adults. That's all I ask. That's all I ask. Let me get till, what do I got? I got another 10 years. Give me 10 more years and then throw me to the curb. Whatever you got to do.
He's up there.
That's pushing it, Josh.
I know it is. I know. I know.
10 years is quite the long time.
Just let me see. Let me hit 50. That's all I'm asking. Let me get to 50, please.
Best I can do is next Wednesday.
Oh no. I got some things to settle in.
Don't worry. You'll be stuck in purgatory forever.
Oh, man. That's my life. That's the problem, Oopie, is I don't have these thoughts when I'm in line at the drive-thru. I should.
Right?
Like, hey, man.
Maybe get the grilled chicken.
Maybe get a salad there, fella.
Ugh.
Nah. Like I said, I'm not taking care of this vehicle. It's just got to last me till high school graduation.
Listen, when you got the vehicle, your body, it was new. You were fine. You were washing it all the time and keeping up with it. Now that, you know, you're headed into, like, whatever, this car is old.
Yeah, right?
I'm just going to drive it into the ground.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, I'm not going to get a new one now. It's too late.
I took really good care of it for the first 29 years.
Right? That's fine. Had low miles, no rust.
Low miles. Very rarely used.
Yeah.
If you're a Dancing with the Stars fan, God bless you. That's on you. But I am about to spoil last night's...
Great. That's fine on me.
...situation, so if you didn't hear it yet, 3, 2.
Kerr Madsen's gone.
1. She's not.
Oh, I have no idea. I didn't see it. I was just trying to mess up.
Somehow she lasted longer than the first person to go, who was Charles Oakley.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Why?
Because he's like 6'10", 280. I'm sure he can't move. He just would. His role in the NBA was to rebound and punch guys.
Yeah. He looks so different as an older man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he used to just have that mustache. He was on the Knicks, right?
Yeah.
And the Bulls and the Wizards and, every team.
He was the enforcer, man. You didn't mess with Charles Oakley.
Power forward back in the day.
No, you do not mess with Oakley.
But he had just the mustache, but now he's got like a big gray beard and like crazy gray hair.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he beat Carole Baskin. Everyone expected Carole Baskin to go out first.
Well, I'm sure that it's a ratings thing where I'm sure they were probably close or anything like that, and they went, clearly keep Carol for a week.
Right.
She's, you know what I mean?
She's getting people to watch the show.
Yeah, I'm sure people are tuning in to see her more than they are for Charles Oakley.
What planet we live on.
Right.
Carole Baskin's a race grabber.
Right. And the worst part is that it's not even like people like us that watched Tiger King when it happened.
I'm not watching Dancing with the Stars.
No, it's your aunt that's, you know, completely out of touch.
Mm-hmm.
And when she sees you at the next, you know, thing and Thanksgiving is going to go, did you see that Carolyn Baskin?
No, I didn't.
Have you heard of this Tiger King show?
Yeah, no, I watched it. Yeah, like
a year
ago.
That is definitely what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's that old, out of touch person going, I haven't seen this Tiger King, but I'm going to have to watch it. There's something about her owning a zoo.
Sunflower says that it looks like Charles Oakley had Botox. Does it?
Probably.
No, he looks good. I think he's just aged well.
He's like 60.
56?
Yeah. He old.
So we've got to get down to real business here, Cody Mack.
What's some real business?
Well, we got to start talking Wheel of Tattoos. I don't know if I think I have time now to get into it.
Yeah.
Because.
Time to get a tat.
I didn't know if it was going to be able to happen. And I'm not going to get all the information out yet because I still haven't ironed out all the details with Boss Lady.
Mm-hmm.
But Kyle at Timeless Tattoos back in. Talked to him yesterday. We think we have a way to make it COVID safe, COVID friendly, all that stuff. Again, I'll tell you all those details after Boss Lady irons it out with me. But where we need to start right now is seriously, like, tattoo design ideas. We got to know what, we got to figure out what the tattoos are going to be.
We had a pretty good list for a while.
And I got some good submissions on that list, yeah. On what you have, on what, on my Facebook page I posted it last night.
Yeah, we had a decent list going when we talked about it a while back. We had some good stuff on there.
You bring that up, hold on.
It was like a cheesesteak is obviously on there. Yeah. An NBA Jam thing, a COVID thing.
So if you're new to the show on K-Rock, let me explain what the Wheel of Tattoos is. The Wheel of Tattoos is our annual tradition. This will be our third year we did it. This is the third year we did it, right?
Oh.
Yeah, because I did it. I tattooed, then you got tattooed. Yep. All right. So this will be the third year that we do it. It is literally a wheel with designs based off references to the show on K-Rock.
Mm-hmm.
You, showbro or showgirl, spin the wheel, and whatever it lands on, you will have permanently tattooed on your body.
Yep.
Forever.
Yeah.
Now, the bummer is that this year, I can't have Rosa there, or maybe I can. I'll figure that out. But her reactions are my favorite part of it.
Yeah.
It makes her very uncomfortable.
I have that picture still saved on my phone from that, where she was crying.
Where she starts crying because she doesn't like that you are making such a permanent decision on such a stupid thing.
Yeah.
But there are so many people that want to do this. Now, as always, our first person will be Hambone. He's the collector of all.
Yeah.
Hambone has...
Poor bastard's got to get it.
Hambone, I know you got Comfortable Living last year. What'd you get the year before that?
What did you get? Do you have Apple Peaches Pumpkin Pie?
No, that was the same year.
So what do you...
What was your first year, Hambone?
I'm an idiot. How the hell do I remember that?
Yeah. Hambone has Coco's Burning Car.
Duh.
Last year he got Comfortable Living as a tramp stamp.
Yep.
And this year we got to figure out what he's going to get. I think that the suggestion of an updated, like there's got to be some kind of COVID tattoo.
Yeah.
Whether it's a roll of paper towel, like toilet paper or something.
Yep. That's on my third. So I've got three. Good. There's three right now.
Let me get my notes out.
Those are good.
Hold on a second.
What else?
Where did I put you, Wheel of Tattoos ideas? All right. Scooter. Me on my scooter, but like doing that foot up move, like a silhouette.
Yep. Yep, I agree.
Dad's Diner of some kind?
Yeah.
That's been big this year, right?
You get a flat top and then put a bunch of breakfast items on there. And the breakfast, like...
Or just a Dad's Diner logo.
I was going to say, you could spell out the show and scrambled eggs on the diner.
Slot machines probably got to be on there. We've been really into machines this year.
Yeah, we need a Ghostbuster slot machine. Some type of...
Or maybe just the Ghostbusters logo, maybe? I don't know.
That'd be fun, too.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Cheese Fountain's got to be on there, right?
Oh, that was the one I was thinking of. All right, so yep. Cheese Fountain.
Something COVID.
Yep.
Something fishing. Do we do a fishing tattoo?
We can. What? It could be just... Only I could think of would be an empty fish hook.
Because we never catch anything.
With a worm on it or something stupid. You know what I mean? No fish.
There needs to be an NBA Jam reference.
Yep.
Whether it's Boom Shakalaka or just like the rim or whatever they come up with.
Yep.
Crane game we did last year.
Trying to think of how to...
Crane game's already over.
Yeah, I did a crane game. I don't know. You could do a, I guess you could do a golf ball, but we, that, we don't do it for every game we
Somebody
play.
Suggested Cousin Jay's bowling trophy.
I think that's funny, because that would
be
just,
funny.
That would be one that's on there just hope, like specifically, hopefully that you have to get that.
Oh.
You know what I mean? That's why that would be funny to be on there.
Oh, text line, good point. Maybe our COVID tattoo is COVID money. Is that how you get COVID money?
I got that dollar bill.
Or it's something like, you know, like $1,200 or something, yeah. Whatever it is. Get that COVID. Also, a sweet one, too, I think I want to do is somebody wanted to do a memorial tattoo to Jughead.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Frankie said that one. Yeah, yeah. I like that one. That'd
Which
be a good one.
Would be a sweet tattoo to have on the wheel.
That'd be a good one.
So any other suggestions you guys have? Face masks could be on there. What?
Condom keychain.
Oh, man, is that too deep of a reference? My mom's condom keychain?
No, because that's funny. I want that. That'd be hilarious. It's literally just like a keychain with like a little glass thing or whatever with the condom inside. With the. Oh, my God, that'd be hilarious.
But then Cody reminds me that this is my year to get
yeah,
tattooed.
It is. I thought
I don't want any more tattoos.
As soon as I saw him put that up last night, I went, "'Tis year. I already got Boingo Broed. Boingo Broed.
I got a dumpster fire year one.
Yeah.
Then last year was Cody's turn. He got boingoed.
Yeah, I got boingo, bro. Now you got to get something this year.
And now this year's my turn.
And hopefully it's
I don't
going
want
to the golf
more.
Trophy.
The bowling trophy?
Yeah. Or yeah, bowling trophy. And it does it say, like, it has to say, it can't just be a bowling trophy. It has to say, like, Jay's number one or something on it to
oh
show that it's.
Oh, my God.
Hit, you know what I mean?
Don't feed into Cousin Jay's ego.
Well, it can't just be like, so what, you just get the bowling trophy? That way, when you tell the story for the rest of your life, you can go, yeah, I'm the bowling champ.
Well,
look at my bowling trophy.
I tagged Cousin Jay last night. I said, we should flip the script and make Cousin Jay get his first tattoo on my show of that damn trophy.
Yeah.
And he replies, oh, you mean seeing it every day in my car isn't enough? I was going to suggest you get the three pins you needed to beat me tattooed on you.
That's a good bet. Like, where you guys bowl again, and if he wins, you get the three pins tattooed on you, and if you win, he gets the trophy tattooed on him. That'd be really funny. That'd be a good...
It'd be a good bet.
It'd be a good thing to have.
I don't think Cousin Jay has any tattoos.
We could have that on Twitch.
I don't think he's in Twitch yet.
We could watch a Friday night. You know what I mean? You guys go and bowl,
mm-hmm.
and we watch you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd film it for the people.
Hobo Cody.
That'd be great. What's another one? Oh, yeah, Lottie, here's the thing about the Pop Evil logo. All of these tattoos are already the Pop Evil
They're
logo.
Already the Pop Evil logo.
Yeah, they're already in it. Yeah, oh, yeah, that's the other one, Capone, what? That I liked. What? Our sandcastle hot dog wiener, or a vagina thing.
That's a funny one.
I like that, because you could make it look, you know, sand.
Yeah.
Type deal.
All right, keep adding to the list. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY, or, of course, text line.
Oh, I didn't write any of those down.
I got them. Okay. Saved somewhere.
Damn
I'm going to completely forget it.
I know.
We're going to have to ask you again next week. So
I didn't write any
Everything
of
you suggested Oops. Right now, just save it. We're going to forget and ask you again, all right? Microsoft kind of whipped their hog out this week. Did you see this?
No. What's that mean?
They bought Bethesda, and if you don't know what Bethesda is, they make games like Skyrim, Fallout, Doom. So by Microsoft buying Bethesda, those games are only going to be on Xbox now.
Oh, I see.
It's kind of a big hog swing and move that Microsoft pulled, and but people are a little upset about it.
That's also... alienating an entire half of a fan base. That's kind of stupid, right?
Yeah, but I think they probably see it as, well, now people want to buy Xbox if they want to play these games. I don't know.
I mean...
It's huge games.
You got to be pretty, I don't know, hard up.
Well, I'll get everyone's opinion on it.
Yeah, that's...
I'll break down what...
I'd be like, guess what games I don't play no more.
Yeah. Yeah, news coming out yesterday that I don't know why the ACC does what they do. But the game this weekend, SU's home game against Georgia Tech, not going to be on TV unless you have a special.
You don't I have sports packages. I don't even have whatever it is. It's like ACC Network Extra Plus type deal. And it's like, all right, so not at all, which is fine, I guess.
So good news. If you're listening out in the Mohawk Valley, we are your home for Syracuse Athletics, and you can catch the Superior Propane broadcast on 94.9 K-Rock as Syracuse takes on Georgia Tech at noon in the Dome for the first Dome game since it's been rebuilt. game day coverage brought to you by Warner Sales and Service. Of course, if you are in the Syracuse area, you can catch it on our BroStat TK99. I don't know why you can't watch it on TV, but all right, here.
Who are they playing?
Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech? I mean, should be a decent game.
I hope. They got to figure something out, man. Something's got to change.
Yeah. Slippery slope.
So let's talk video games, shall we? Cody and I both love video games.
Yeah, I like video games.
Both retro and new.
Yeah.
Massive year for video games as you've got a new Xbox console coming out. You've got a new, you got the PS5 coming out. I believe both have pre-orders done now, right? I know PS5, and then I saw some of you posting that you got your Xbox pre-orders too.
I saw a bunch of people said they pre-ordered Xbox.
So those have been
done.
I
don't know why, but okay.
Those get here in the next few weeks or whatever. But coming out this week, in what's going to sound like a nerdy headline, but not necessarily a nerdy headline. Microsoft, who owns Xbox, purchased Bethesda.
Okay.
Now, ZeniMax Media is the big company they bought, but a division of that is Bethesda Software Works.
Okay.
Or Softworks. And you're like, well, I don't care. How does that affect me?
Well, how many gigabytes is that on your data?
I will throw my high heel at your face right now.
You're wearing high heels? That's why you're so tall.
But you're probably saying, well, how does that affect me? Well, it could affect you in the fact that Bethesda made games or makes the games. Fallout, Doom, The Evil Within, Prey, The Elder Scrolls, Wolfenstein, Skyrim, Dishonored. All these huge, huge games are owned by one company.
Okay.
Now, Jeremy in Twitch is saying, yes, Microsoft, the Xbox, now owns those games, but they're still going to make them on dual platforms.
Are they?
I don't know. See, this is the console wars thing that's been going on forever, back to Nintendo and Sega.
Yeah.
Is that PS4, now PS5, PlayStation, wants exclusivity, so you buy their hardware.
Yeah.
Xbox wants exclusivity, so you buy their hardware. So if you're a Skyrim fan, or you're a Doom fan, or you're a Fallout fan, to make it only available on their hardware could be smart and could be dumb.
I feel like that's kind of dumb. You've got to be, we'll do the nerd talk, but you've got to be pretty far into one of those games to be like, oh, that's fine. That doesn't matter. I can just buy a different system.
Yeah.
You know, that's like $500 to be able to play a game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just weird.
And Jeremy is saying that it's the CEO said it's business as usual. Like, so they're going to keep releasing them.
Yeah, for now. So all the stockholders don't jump ship and stuff.
I don't own it. I don't know how any of this works.
Me either.
But I'm thinking if I'm Microsoft, and this is chump change to them.
Yeah.
If I'm Microsoft and I just bought a company for $7.5 billion, I would want that company to make the most money possible.
Yeah.
So by making those games multi-platform, I would.
Right, I wouldn't care if it was.
I wouldn't care. But like, all right, if it's selling games, I don't care.
Yeah. What do I care if you have this or that?
Yeah.
That's not my problem. As long as you're buying our stuff and giving us money, who cares?
Head of Xbox, Phil Spencer, on what's on the way.
Gamers love great games. ZeniMax has an amazing track record of building great games. The Xbox console is going on pre-order for the next generation. Just last week, we added Game Pass cloud streaming so people can play this Game Pass library across all of their phones. And then obviously Game Pass, which is the largest game content subscription out there. So getting to work with ZeniMax to bring their amazing collection of games to Game Pass is just an incredible opportunity for us.
Yeah, people in the Twitch chat are saying now they have to buy something which is called Game Pass. So you didn't need that before, but now you need to have it.
There's the people even on the text line are saying that there's a couple people saying that I play some of these games or I play all of these games, and every one of them are saying I'm not buying an Xbox.
Right.
So if anything, I feel like they're alienating a group of people, and that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
More people are going to be like, oh, it's not on PlayStation anymore?
All right, then I'm over that game.
Cool, then guess what? Because there are a billion games, and a lot of them are kind of the same. Where do you think they get most of their ideas? They see something in one game, and then they expand on it for an entire new game.
Well, my guess is what will happen is, and I think you're just said this in Twitch, where I don't think they'll be necessarily exclusive to Xbox, these games.
Yeah.
I bet they do something where it's available in November on Xbox and then in January on all platforms.
Yeah.
Like they'll do early releases for exclusivity and then Everybody can have it later.
And then wait until after.
So if you're if they drop a new Skyrim or whatever, or a new new Fallout.
Yeah.
You'll be like, "Oh, I really got to play it. Do I drop the $500 on another piece of hardware do I wait?"
Yeah, I don't know. I feel that's hoping that a lot of people are going to have some throwaway cash. You know what I mean? I feel like that's banking on, like, well, let's hope they...
Hope I get some Markov at bottom.
I got it. That. This is what I think it is.
In other video game news, you guys were right. I downloaded Among Us.
Is that the thing, right?
That's the game that everyone's playing right now.
With the little
guys.
Yeah, okay. I always...
It's fun as hell, man.
The game is... it's got too much of one of those weird titles where I think it's a typical PlayStation game where, you know, you're out in a survival mode in like a jungle or something. But nope, it's just little funny little characters on the spaceship.
Just funny little characters. Yep. What I don't like is that I got to play it on my phone. I don't like doing that.
Yeah, and you said, like, you chat with people and stuff. So you have to do that every game.
Yeah.
So every game is interacting with the other people. And
yeah, but you don't know them. They're all anonymous. No, so basically,
but
if you don't
still
know what Among Us is, my wife is too stressed out to play it, which I get. It's you and 9 other players.
Okay. Yep.
And you can change different settings, but I'll keep it the simplest to explain the game. Total of 10 little alien guys. You're on an alien ship. You're a cute little alien ship. You've got little tasks to do, like connect wires in different rooms or whatever.
Yeah.
But while you're trying to do this, one person is the imposter.
Yeah.
And that imposter's job is to either sabotage the ship or kill you all off without getting caught.
Or to knife everybody.
Yeah, or knife everybody.
Dead. You're dead. Right? Sorry.
So now what you do is say Cody is the red guy.
No.
And I'm walking around and I see the red guy.
I say, hey.
Kill somebody. Then I call an emergency meeting and I say, I just saw red. Kill this person.
I'm like, now, no, I saw you do it.
Right. And that goes back and forth. Or either you can trust me or I can say, no, you didn't. I saw you do this. And it's this psychological big brother game that's happening.
Yep.
My kids are so into it right now.
That's pretty neat.
But you were all pushing it on me last week. I was down. I didn't think I'd like it, but I do like it. I don't have a PC. You can get it on PC. You can get it on Steam for like $5.99, but
it's not bad.
Anyways, I think that's enough video game talk, don't you?
I mean, if you'd like to go even further, we can.
I can wax poetic about video games all day long. But I know that some of you are not in that world. Obviously, I can't encourage vigilante justice, but I do love vigilante justice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, these photos go viral. Where was this?
It looked like it started in Kirkville and then made its way towards me in Cesar Road.
Yeah, Bridgeport Kirkville Road.
And they hit a couple that I went to high school with first.
They were hitting a whole road. So this white Impala was allegedly following a UPS truck. And when the UPS truck would drop packages, they would pull into the house after the UPS truck left.
Yep.
And put the packages in their car, allegedly.
And I know,
but it's pretty obvious what they're doing.
And I know exactly where this first house is. Like, it's near where I go fishing. It's the Robbie Pilo, the kid I went to high school with. Like, that's his house. So
oh, all right. Not anymore. Like, and still, or no?
No, yeah, that's his wife, Jennifer, is the one that put up the
stuff. Yes, okay. So she's the one. She's got almost 2,000 shares on this.
Yeah, so go ahead.
Of the photo of...
Robbie Pilo will mess you up, man.
So they said, Jennifer says this, and I can't allege things, but I'm just saying, Jennifer says, this person just stole my Amazon order, kids' Christmas toys. They're following the UPS truck. And she has video footage of it happening. So
yep. It literally has them right here.
All day long yesterday, people were trying to, like, the community came together to try to track down this car.
Yeah.
It's a white Impala. What appears that was happening is this Impala was taking off its plates to follow the UPS truck and then would put the plates back on or something.
Yeah, it looks like they, you know, in between spots try to throw it back up because, you know, it's guaranteed to get your ass pulled over a lot of
Now, I saw News Channel 9 reported it this morning.
Oh, they did?
News Channel 9 says Madison County deputies are on the lookout for porch pirates who were caught on camera. A News Channel 9 viewer sent us these images. The person in the footage was seen following a UPS delivery truck. When the delivery truck leaves, a white Chevy Impala pulls up. A woman gets out of the car and takes the package. They then give the number to call the sheriff's office. Now, from what I'm reading in this thread, they think they have found the car.
Yeah, someone said it's staying at a hotel in Cicero.
It's at a hotel in Cicero, and I think the, as of 30 minutes ago, they've blocked it in. So I don't know if police are there or not. But I love when a community comes together to catch scumbags.
That's what you get.
That's what you get, man.
That's like
how do Porsche Pirates ever think they're going to get away with it? We've all got cameras now.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in that area recently, man, where that whole area, Cicero, Brewerton, that Kirkville, is just got a bunch of douchebags going around breaking into people's stuff, stealing their things.
But then if we protect our property, we're going to be the a-holes, right?
Oh, yeah, we don't have that law here. You can't just... Someone comes on your land, just pop them off. You're not allowed to.
You gotta just wait.
You should. Apparently, even if they try to, you know, have at you, I bet you can't do something. Somehow it'll fall, you know.
Oh, no, the victim's got... Oh,
hold on. Hold on a second.
Oh.
Breaking news.
What do we got?
I will not give names out. PD Showbro here. We have the suspects. No arrests have been yet made. We have identified the suspects. So good. It's coming down, man.
Yeah, you just in the time now of cameras and stuff, it's too easy.
You can't get away with anything.
Yeah, we can see you. We can see you. Yeah, yeah. Text line. That's what I was saying. I'm a member of that next door group, and it's been ridiculous in Cicero.
Mm.
Every single night, I can show you the thread. Every single night, they got us, and it's. They're going into people's garages. Mm-hmm. Like, even if you lock your car, they're just breaking in. But now what sucks is that now, of course, it takes one little tidbit of info to, you know, be false or not correct.
Right,
where,
and then it all falls apart.
And what sucks is that's what the police respond to.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put out a statement of like, hey, we're aware and we're going to do everything we can. It's, nah, someone made a statement that it's coming from here, and that's not true.
We got to set up night watch again, man. Some of us needed to stay up all night.
Right? Well, that's what's going to be the problem here, is that's what's going to happen with the group of kids, especially in Cicero. You're going to get hurt.
You're going to stumble across the wrong person at the wrong time.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone's going to shoot you. Someone's going to shoot you.
Yeah.
Point blank. And I don't mean that ironically. Someone is going to shoot you with a gun. So you want to break into a car to steal some change?
Yeah, right? It's not worth it, guys.
No, because they're literally going to shoot you.
Anyway, so I'm glad that these suspects have been identified. No arrests have been made yet. I just liked watching the thread of, how do you pronounce her last name? Jennifer?
Pilo?
Pilo?
Yep.
Alleged that those Porch Pirates were following a UPS truck, shared the photos.
That was it, man.
News picked it up. She's got about almost 2,000 shares on that. But you can go in the comments and follow,
yeah.
Like, okay, I just saw them on the road. Here's their plate number. It's like everybody came together to take down scumbaggery, and it makes me happy.
They saw, the last one I saw was that they saw them in Cicero. They're like, I think I'm behind them.
I think I'm behind them.
They put their plate back on the back.
This is what we all do. We all watch so much First 48 and CSI. Right?
Yeah, you've been getting away with
stuff.
We're
already, man. We're already. Like, in the comment thread, somebody was analyzing side-by-side photos of an indentation on the bumper to say,
right?
This is the same vehicle, as Look you see, the bumper here.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
All right, we'll come back, because I have a weird... This next break is something that started yesterday in our office. I don't even know if it's enjoyable. Cody's looking at me because he's already forgot what I'm going to do here.
Yeah, I don't know.
But...
Something.
It's the most absurd thing I've noticed in quite some time.
I got nothing.
Cody and I discussed this for about 10 minutes yesterday.
Really?
We did.
Where were we?
We were right in the
office?
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
We discussed it. And we said, well, we got to talk about this on the air because this is crazy. And it's silly and ridiculous. I'm not going to give you any clues because I like seeing how confused you are.
I can't. I have nothing. I don't even have a piece of a hint in my head.
All right.
I got.
Keep it locked.
Nope.
Cody, let me remind you of what we discussed. What do you want? What? Just say it.
God.
Just say it. It is no secret, if you're a longtime listener of the show on K-Rock, or if you just discovered us, that my brain and Cody's brain, but in this instance, my brain works in a very strange way. There's a lot of songs always happening in my brain.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I came in this morning.
Yep. I was just going to say. Yeah.
And I was singing, the juicy fruit is going to move ya.
Get a juicy fruit. It's a juicy fruit.
Now, I'm not. The reason I think this is happening is because I'm never 100% paying attention to anything. I'm always about 50% in, meaning there's things that can bleed into my brain from the outside at all times.
Yeah.
I'm kind of doing one thing, but then things are bleeding in. So Cody comes in the office yesterday. I don't even know how I position this to you. But I go, Cody, I can't stop singing that song. And you go, what song? And I go, that sun's the heads win, tails we try again.
Oh, now I remember. Yeah. All right.
And you go, what song?
Yeah.
And I go, that song goes, we'll be together forever. So, we deduced.
Yes. That it wasn't a rock song. Like, he was singing like a Nickelback, like a bad Nickelback Bad Wolf song.
No.
This was
funny that you say Nickelback.
Oh, no. No.
Because it is Chad Kroeger. Now,
he wrote it?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, Jesus.
Follow me. I told you, this is going to be the worst radio break ever, but I have to share this. Because I discovered yesterday.
That you are
that I'm a massive Santana fan, apparently.
Oh, I was going to say, a huge Alex Band fan.
And I'm a huge Alex Band fan. I don't know who Alex Band is.
No.
But Santana did a song with him like 15 years ago.
Yeah, Rob Thomas was like, oh, we already did one. With Rob Thomas? Damn it, what do we do now then?
It's like you got Rob Thomas light. Like you got the Wish version of Rob Thomas.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. It's the Wish. It's Wish Rob Thomas.
So this is the original. Now, this was in my head because I think there's a newer version of it with Chad Kroeger. I'll play in a second.
What happened? Best. All of a sudden, where they're like, hey, you know how Santana does that? Beep, 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 beep.
Do a little bit more of that. Do more of that.
Can we add that to 30 songs? This is the stupidest music video ever, by the way.
Yeah, like, and I.
It was like a joke candy commercial or something.
All right, that's the Alex Band version, okay? Okay?
Eat some pie, something.
At some point, Santana spit in the face of Alex Band and said, can I get somebody better on this?
Yeah.
And he hires Chad Kroeger.
Yes. And that was it.
So Chad Kroeger does it as the remaster. This one, I think, is out now.
And I just got a lot of me Nickelback singing, Nickelback style, Nickelback swinging. Like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I got Chad Kroeger voice. There it is.
See?
Wasn't a Scooby-Doo. Well,
I'm not saying it's not a great song, Rico. I loved it.
I am.
I love it.
I'm definitely saying that.
Oh, really?
It's terrible.
I'm gonna turn your mic off if you don't let me enjoy this.
What was it? It's that shit, the old lady dance.
Could you imagine being Alex Band, the guy who did this like 10 years ago, and then he turns on his radio and goes,
hey.
What, they replaced me?
Hey, Dick. This guy's
not
that much better.
I could use the money.
I'm better. At least he was better looking than Chad Kroeger.
I could use the money. All right.
Well, duh, K-Pretz, you're a mom.
What did K-Pretz say?
I love Nickelback.
Oh, well, they're a mom band.
You're a mom. As soon as you pop that baby out, you immediately had a chip implanted in you that you didn't see. It's a Nickelback chip.
So then, now I'm on the Santana playlist, because that's obviously, I've got nothing else to do but jam out to Santana.
When this all came out, my stepdad was huge into this.
Santana?
And it was so annoying.
This one right here?
He had all the cassettes. Oh, yeah. This whole album.
Smooth, right?
Again, where all of a sudden someone went, hey, how can we get this into 1,000 songs?
This is the Rob Thomas one that won like a million Grammys.
Yeah.
But I'm playing through this because There was a moment where this was happening in the office yesterday. Cody completely forgot it.
Yeah.
Where I played the Alex Band thing.
Yeah.
Then I played Smooth.
Yep.
And Cody poo-pooed all over it until we both remembered this banger. And we both silently listened together. Holding hands.
Well, yeah, because it's Michelle Branch. I love Michelle Branch. But again, look, same. Beep, 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 beep.
Beep, 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 beep. Like, it's almost like Santana was like, what are you doing over there? Oh, me? I'm singing a song. Can I do a little beep, 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 beep on it?
Right? Like, they're like,
I don't know if we need that.
Like, nah, but.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, but hold on. But watch if I just. Beep, 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 beep.
Beep, 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 beep. Wow, 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 wow. All right, so can it be Rob Thomas featuring Santana? No, 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 no. It's going to be Santana featuring you.
Yeah, you're going to all be on my album.
But I wrote the... Yeah, but I'm doing the beep, 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 beep.
I'm going to do the same riff over every single one of your songs, and you're going to give me money. I'll give you royalties. Who's the guy? Like, can I just be...
Oh, the little fish, the stick fish guy? Oh, I love it!
Right? That's it. Just the instrument from pre-K.
Like, what is Santana bringing to the song right now, besides the beginning beep-beep-beep?
Guitars. It's just him playing guitar, because I don't remember why he got big all of a sudden.
Black Magic Woman.
But all of a sudden, he was huge again. He was,
yeah, I know.
He played, like, the halftime of the Super Bowl.
God, I love Michelle Branch.
Look, that is, he's just
in the background going, bitty, 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 bitty. The visual of Cody and Twitch. Right.
She's doing all the work, and
like,
he's just
like, why is everyone saying Into the Night by Santana and Chad Kroeger? Is that another
that
one? I went down to Santana.
Here, let me guess. Does it start?
Place your bets. I don't know if I've ever heard the song, but will it start with a beep 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 beep? A little slower. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's there.
I don't know why I'm playing a loop in most of them.
I don't know this song.
Chad Kroeger sing it.
How the devil himself could be pulled out of me. There were drums in the air as she started to dance. And soul in the room.
I don't know this song. Oh, I do know this.
Just another one where Chad Kroeger thinks the chick wants to bang him.
He pretends like a... I mean, he, off in the distance, who do you hear? Oh, my God.
What, do you live in this?
And then I'll sing in a song, and here's a guitar break.
What's the Santana Everclear song?
Oh, my God, no more.
Dude, yes.
Gee, love you guys how it starts.
Hold on, I gotta go to Best of Santana now.
Right,
we did Michelle Branch.
Was that it?
Here's Everlast. I don't know this one. Okay. It's just acoustic. Let's wait. Hold on.
That's something else, though. Doesn't that? What's that from?
There it is. I heard the swell in the background. I was like, here he comes.
What is the song, though? Something else.
put your lights on?
Oh, no, yeah, it's this. Yeah, yeah.
What
yeah,
is
yeah.
it?
Is this this song?
I don't know what this is.
I just like this guy.
Everlast?
I like I like his voice. Mainly because I can do it.
Oh, you lovers, jump around. Jump around.
You used to play this.
We did on K-Rock?
I bet it might be in our library, I bet.
Everlast would be in our library, yeah.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, doo, 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 doo.
We gotta find, like, the next time just Joe releases an album, we gotta ask if you and I can just go, yeah, but can we just, like, in the background go, beep, doo, doo, doo.
Like, yeah, but do you want to quadruple the album sales? All right, then watch this.
Oh, my God. Santana versus Pitbull, featuring Pitbull. Hold on. Place your bets.
Faster. Cataracts. Who says history doesn't
repeat itself? This is what legends are made of. Carlos Santana and Pit. We make it history. Wow, wow, wow.
Right, yeah. Our fart jokes, it's like Santana's
signature move.
Yeah, our fart jokes are Santana's beady doo. Beady doo doo.
I don't know any. All right.
Well, no matter what one is next, it's
beady doo. I'm afraid I'm going to like this one.
Who is it?
It's Whole Lot of Love featuring Chris Cornell.
And it starts out.
Yeah, but if it's the Zeppelin song, it might kick ass.
Beady doo 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 doo.
Like that.
How's that? There you go.
All right, this might kick ass.
Still beating you,
new. Oh, all right, this is good.
But he's got a good Led Zeppelin voice.
Pretty kick ass. It's almost like Santana doesn't want you to forget about him.
Yeah, like, hey, whoa. Watch this.
Look what I can do. Ooh, Santana's the first ever look what I can do.
Yeah, boy.
Look what I can do.
Yeah, that was pretty good there, Carlos.
Pretty good there, Carlos.
Yeah, no, but wait, I'm not done.
Wow! Yeah. Yeah. What's the Maria Maria song? Oh, I do know that one.
That's straight off of that. The yeah. Or you got to do this with your.
Oh, this song.
That's the original. He just has one finger on it.
Oh, with Wyclef. What's the product G&B? I don't even know what that is. Oh yeah, this song. I could have disappointing sex with this song.
Yeah, and
she reminds me of a West Side Story. Oh, what else?
I didn't make it to the chorus. Is that okay?
Sorry.
Can I still call you tomorrow?
Sorry. That'd be my move. I put on the Santana record.
What's up?
I'm 46 seconds into it.
I like the thrust to the guitar.
He didn't, yeah, I hooked up with that Josh guy from the radio. He didn't make it to the chorus.
He thrusted.
All right.
I'm done.
Textline, I'm not disagreeing. Textline says, I'm sorry, but some of these Santana collabs are bangers.
Oh, no, that's fine.
I'm not saying they aren't.
No, I'm just making fun of the fact that every one of them
is him going.
He's
Anyways, all right. There's our Santana wormhole.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever listened to a minute of Santana until yesterday in the office.
Right.
And I got you all pregnant. Cody and I got you both all of you pregnant.
Oh, yeah, you're all preggers.
Come back. Duncan Halloween at the Park kicks off in just a few days, man. I know they're getting a bunch of, like, deliveries made over there. It's all getting set up from what I hear. behind the scenes. HalloweenAtThePark.com. Do not wait. Get your tickets. Don't forget, with those tickets, you get a half dozen Dunkin' Donuts. You can get the candy bag if you want. All of that is happening over at Jamesville Beach Park all of October. HalloweenAtThePark.com. Get your tickets now. Do not wait. We got to sell them ahead of time because of COVID, and they will sell out. So do not wait. Head over to HalloweenAtThePark.com. You see that Colts player accidentally gave away his wedding ring?
How do you do that?
So, Darius Leonard, is that a guy I should know?
No.
No?
I know of him, so he's good.
He's got a tradition where he gives away his gloves at the end of the game to a fan.
Oh, and he took off his wedding ring inside of it?
When he took off his glove, the ring was in the wedding ring was in the glove.
What an idiot.
He handed it to a young boy and didn't realize at the time that his wedding ring was inside one of them.
Well, I'm sure, why did he not give it back? You know what I mean? Why would
he
they
did.
Not?
No, the fan went on Twitter. That's he's like, bro, just so you know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm sure, like, the adult in the situation was like, hey, you know, here's a gold wedding ring. You probably want it.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, if it was like a diamond or something, I would be like, you ain't getting that back, son. That ain't in here. I don't know where it is.
What well, hopefully ring? Your relationship is well, if you are married. But as won't surprise you, 2020. Has had the most breakups in almost ever.
Yeah.
And I think it's coming from people having to be home with their significant other a lot.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you start to realize that, oh, you mean I actually have to spend time with this person? Oh.
Like, it's hard to tolerate a lot of our significant others. It's hard to tolerate me.
Yeah.
I recognize that.
Yeah, it sucks.
Why are you looking at the camera? Why? This isn't the office. In the past month, dating.com has seen a massive uptick in newly single users signing up online. Now, if I could just say something, that doesn't necessarily mean people are breaking up. That could just mean that single people have had to turn to other things to, like, get their groove on. How, is that get, people saying? I don't know.
Get your groove on. Yeah. No, that a lot of relationships, once you get down to not just being able to just bang.
Yeah, like squish parts together.
Yeah, once you got to do more than just bang, you start to realize that, ah, crap, I don't have a personality, neither does my partner. You know what I mean? A lot of the times, that's what comes down to.
Nuts, neither of us have a personality. What are we going to do?
Oh, no, we hate each other.
Mm. The quarantine couples are sick of looking at each other.
Yeah.
I'm blessed in the fact that I had to leave every day to come here. Because I can't imagine when my wife, since March, was home with our kids.
No.
If my dopey drunk ass was still home every day, too.
It gets rough, man, where it's every day. You know what I mean? You're seeing the same person over and over and over. There's no, like, there is no break, especially now during all this. There was nowhere for you to go. So if you didn't have a stable relationship, and then all of a sudden, there was literally nothing to do. But
be together
and sit and do things. You know, what
like,
I mean?
Like you can probably fake it for a while. Like you're going to the movies and you're taking care of the kids and we're so busy.
But there's no movies.
There's nothing now, right?
There's no restaurants.
You've stripped away everything you've been doing to keep busy.
Yeah. Say you don't have kids even. You know what I mean? Before your life was just we have fun, we go out, we get drunk, we have sex.
Yeah.
But now you can't go out and now you're just sitting at home staring at each other. 24/7.
Realizing how annoying the other person is.
Like, I hate every word that comes out
everything
of your
you say,
stupid face.
That's why men have a garage. Absolutely right.
Right?
Like, I know it's weird for, like the word man cave is kind of dumb. I don't like the word man cave.
Yeah.
But it's a good encompassing of, like, what dudes need.
Yeah, both partners need somewhere to go.
You
where
need
it's
a,
their,
a place to go.
Where you just be like, I'm going to go to, you know?
Like, if you're a showgirl who likes to craft, and you're like, I'm going to go to the crafting space.
Yeah. Yep.
Or you're like, I'm just going to go back here and do this thing.
I'm going to go out to the garage.
Yeah, like, just dudes who are out in the garage.
Yeah, I can imagine if you already in a spot where you kind of hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
That just has got to get elevated to hating each other even more and quicker every day.
Like dude garages. I want to see like how crazy your garages are getting. This is just a sidebar thought because I've been seeing dudes who have been maybe even during COVID because of this situation
yeah,
really pimping out their garages.
People going
like
ham.
Cable and TVs out there, and people putting bars in their garages.
Yeah, people are going nuts now where they got nothing else to do but do.
Taking up all the lumber so I can't build a garage.
There's plenty of spots. Out in the woods? Can't you just cut down your own trees? Loser.
Mill my own lumber?
Yeah, you're not a millologist?
Nope. No then. Lumber.
Fine, then.
We'll not be getting a garage this year.
No, we're not now. It's fall.
Oh, you took all the lumber. But yeah, I want to see like what you guys are doing. Send me photos. Couches out there. Decorating the walls.
Yeah.
Big screen TVs out there.
Yeah.
Beer fridges.
Yep. Yeah, you definitely pick up on the things that annoy each other. And probably quicker.
What, when you're in the house?
Yeah. Where, you know what I mean? Like, no, that's fine. Keep doing that.
But do you do the thing where I do, like, I at least step back and go, maybe I'm being a dick right now. Like, maybe this is a me problem.
Ew, no.
Oh, okay, good. All right.
No, my problem.
I want to see your garages. What have you guys done to crank out? Like,
it's never
what have
our
you...
fault.
No, thank you. Exactly. Right.
Nuts.
What have you guys done to work up your garages? I want to see what it looks like. Look at all these photos that are coming in. I asked because I wanted to see your garage. I know that sounds weird.
And ladies, you want to send me a picture of your basement?
Your boy. That's your boy. You handle that. No, I'm envious that y'all get to have a garage. I do not, because there's no lumber to be had. But I'm also celebrating the garage as the space that gets us out of our significant other's hair.
Yep.
Because breakups are at the highest they've been in a very long time. 2020 is set to have the most breakups compared to years and years of data. And Cody and I said it's because dudes, and I know it might sound a little sexist, dudes just got to get away for a minute. And showgirls, you're allowed to get away. Have your space.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that we are getting out of your area.
Yeah, because the entire house is your space.
Right.
Every
and that's
room
the argument
is...
I have with my wife where she goes, well, you have a room. I don't have a room. I go, you have any room you want.
You got a house.
I go to my room
so that
I'm not in your house. This is your house.
Yeah. In which case, all right, that's the case, then it's time to make some changes in the bedroom then. You have to move a desk in there, bigger TV. What? Oh, no. Oh, that should stay in what? Oh, my.
In my room.
Oh, because the rest of the house is,
A lot of you have really just pimped out your garages.
You guys all have a lot of hangy things.
Showbro's got a bunch of race memorabilia in there. That's awesome.
Yeah, like a lot of stuff hanging up, I noticed. Like a lot of American Pickers style stuff.
Showbro Josh turned a 53-foot storage container into a garage until he can afford a real garage.
That's cool.
Yo, how do I do that? Can I do that?
Yeah, you just go get one of those sheds that you see everywhere and just stick it in your yard, dude.
This Showbro took a shed.
Yeah.
Put a heater in a fridge and a stereo.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Putting wood up on the walls.
Wait, why don't you do that?
What?
Why don't you get like a tiny shed that, you know, you see at the fair and then they have it over, where is that near to that old movie theater and Kmart there next to Woody's?
Yeah.
Where they have sheds and stuff. Why don't you do that? Then you've got big old shed, bro.
Yeah, I need to park cars in it, though.
Nah. Not for cars.
That's the point of it.
No, it's for people's. It's for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is also true, Lottie. If you have a shed, no one's allowed on it.
Text line.
Get off the shed.
Josh lives in the same house for years, blames Corona for lack of garage. Yeah, because they didn't want a garage.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I wanted a garage, but I never got around to it until now.
It's not fair. It's COVID BS. How long have you been in the house? Years?
12 years. But we didn't have enough equity in our house to get the loan to get the garage until now.
Yeah, but.
But.
Is anybody as badass as Showbro Brett, apparently?
Why? What do you say? He has a masturbation room?
Elaborate, please.
Okay.
You're going to have to elaborate, please.
Rick, did you see for yourself there's no lumber, or did somebody tell you that? I've had no issues getting lumber after.
Exactly. No, he's
no, that's not there.
Every time he says that, places will then message and be like, I got lumber, but
they
then he'd have to go there.
They absolutely don't.
I thought those places, a bunch of people messaged
I had a bunch
said,
of show bros
I got you.
Say, we got lumber, and then they never contact my guy.
You got to do the contacting.
I can't create a quote.
You have to be the guy. You have to be your own guy.
And they all saying go to the Amish, but I don't think that you can get...
They smell. They don't wear deodorant.
It's not pressure treated, right? That's why I got the wood for my 10x20 shed.
Yeah, that's why they're always having to build barns, because they're
rotting away. Oh, it's my bathroom. All right. Well, the bathroom is not called the masturbation room.
You're not supposed to shoot one off in the sink.
Oh, gross. I'm not arguing. But you're right.
We're arguing.
We're arguing.
Wait, what are we arguing about?
I don't know. They're all telling me I can get lumber when I assure you that I cannot.
You can get it. You gotta just go to the right place. I see that place that's right next to my mom's in Syracuse. They're open all the time. Does that not help?
They're open.
Oh, all right. I think it's all like people have all claimed it. It's all claimed.
I see places put out free pallets all the time. Is that not?
You can't just build a garage with that?
Although, I just saw somebody built something on Facebook out of all pallets.
Hmm.
So you could.
Story of Josh's life lacking wood. How dare you, JoJo?
Yeah.
I have sufficient wood, just no one cares for it.
Yeah, he's got all the wood. It's just a matter of finding someone to hammer the nails.
Mm. 315-364-109 K-Rock text line. Do you see that Evel Knievel's trying to sue Toy Story?
What? Why?
So I didn't see Toy Story 4.
Me either. Mm-mm.
But there's a character called Duke Kaboom.
Yeah.
That is obviously Evel Knievel.
Yeah.
But the people who control Evel Knievel's name and likeness want cash for that.
Sorry. Too bad.
Sorry.
He's a daredevil. Evel Knievel doesn't hold the stranglehold.
He's not
on
the only daredevil in the world.
Yeah. Boom. What's his name? Duke Kaboom.
Duke Kaboom.
Duke Kaboom. Isn't it somebody it's famous?
Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
Here's the commercial for it.
New from Maple Leaf Toys.
He's a Canuck with all the luck.
Now you can bring home Duke Kaboom.
He's the most spectacular daredevil Canada has ever seen.
Are you kidding?
It's a commercial. It's not real. I can't jump that far.
Oh, yeah.
Huh, yes. Huh?
He's posing.
I have a question. Well, actually, not just one. I have all of them. I have all the questions.
Kaboom.
Duke Kaboom, obviously a parody of Evel Knievel, but when you're a company like Disney, I want a couple bucks.
I'd love to see, yeah. Right now, I could just see Disney's lawyers just standing there. They're like the unfed puma in a cage, and the Disney guys just poke them on the stick. Let's see if these guys are ready. They've been out in a little while. We haven't fed them in a little bit. Hey, lawyers, Evel Knievel wants money from Duke Kaboom. Rah, 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 rah. All right, they're ready. Let them go.
Evel Knievel's trying to sue on the basis that the Duke Kaboom toy looks like his classic Evel Knievel toy from the 70s. So it's not necessarily the character.
Yeah.
They're suing because, you used a stunt cycle, and I have a stunt cycle.
I've got a buddy, half dinosaur, that would like to talk to somebody about the dinosaur in that, then, because that's what his dad looked like. So,
really?
Yeah. He's got the little arms and everything.
I don't foresee anybody winning a lawsuit against Disney.
No.
Ever.
No. No.
Like, I'm going to sue Disney.
Right? They'll just have you killed.
Disney's not Kim Jong-un, or maybe they are.
Mm, aren't they, though?
Aren't they, though?
Aren't they, though?
I haven't watched it. I have not watched it, but I would like to.
No, they already did the final Toy Story. You made me cry during Toy Story 3. It's over. The franchise is done. That would have been hysterical if that's how the third ended. Them in the furnace.
In the most random coincidence ever, a song came on my playlist yesterday, and I just got really emotional.
What?
So,
like, just random, or did you change, or did, like, were you thinking of something and put it on?
Where is it?
It's gone.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, it's a Santana song. I knew it.
I don't know why this came up in my world yesterday.
What is it?
You'll know it. I'm gonna bring down the room real quick. This is Kara.
When somebody loved me.
Oh yeah.
Everything was beautiful.
Why did this?
Every hour was spent together.
I don't know. It was like a.
What were you listening to?
Thrash metal.
And this popped up?
I'm joking.
Oh, I was gonna say no. I was. That happens. Like,
it popped up in like a YouTube playlist.
No, that's happened to me where Pandora's been like, here's an Oasis song. And I was like, that's nothing like Chelsea Grin, but okay. All right. Thanks, I guess.
No, this just came up. Like, you know how YouTube will play the next video, whatever you watched? I must have watched something that was related to this.
Yeah.
And this played next. And I'm like, why is this playing?
I hate this song.
Why does somebody love me?
This song's gay.
Why does somebody love me so much?
This stupid song. I hate it.
Raider and Twitch, it's the song where Jesse, like her,
she's,
her person didn't love her anymore.
Yeah, she's like abandoned or whatever.
I was there to comfort her, and I knew.
Santana kicks in just a sec.
So the years went by, I stayed the same, but she began to drift away.
Hey, there he is. He's in there.
Waited for the day when she'd say, I will
this one.
Always love.
I don't know if Santana belongs in this song. I mean, it's a weird. I don't think they needed him for this. It's weird. It's weird. It's a weird.
I like
it.
I don't know. It works.
Oh, man.
He's in everything.
It's weird that they did that.
How many of you are crying right now?
It's weird that they insisted Santana play on the whole Toy Story soundtrack. It's weird they did this album.
Miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You didn't remember what your old past said. You got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend. And I got them too. There isn't anything we wouldn't do. We stick together to see it through.
Weird they did this.
It works though.
It's a weird album, but I like it.
Yeah.
Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am. Big and stronger too. Maybe. Years go by. A friendship will never die.
I like it. I like the mashup.
It's from Toy Story 5.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
I'm glad they did it.
To infinity and beyond.
What a rush.
Very sad news breaking this morning. As Hulk Hogan has tweeted out, rest in peace, Animal. Love you, my brother. I know you and Hawk have a lot of unfinished business to take care of. Godspeed and blessings to your beautiful family.
So it looks like he's dead too now.
So both of the Road Warriors, yep. The Legion of Doom.
Another one, way too early bites the dust, man.
They were in the Hall of Fame, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You don't know the Legion of Doom, the Road Warriors. They were the football pads with the big spikes on them.
Yeah.
They wrestled exclusively tag team, or did they?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, he tried way later to be like a singles guy. It just didn't work. But yeah, man, they are what literally every one of those tag teams you see that paint their face and try the, you know, the badass thing are taking it from the Road Warriors, the Legion of Doom.
Yeah. That was quite the era, man.
Oh my God, that was just that late 80s, early 90s.
They had wrestling buddies, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yep.
They were super, super over.
Yeah, yeah. Animal was AJ
Hawk's dad.
Yeah, because the Laurinaitises, if you've seen them, like he was, there was a guy on the Rams that was that was good. There was a guy on the, where else was he? He played a bunch of different teams, had some guys on.
Was that where they got their lineage gimmick, because they played football?
No, they, if you watch their thing, they literally were just ass kickers, and a promoter saw that Hawk was a legit ass kicker, and he said, "Hey, I got another guy that's a legit ass kicker. I'm going to team you two up because you're not getting over as, you know, singles guys in the early 80s. So you guys are going to team up and just do what you do."
Yeah.
And they were legit badasses. They would seriously beat you up.
I love them, man.
Like, they were of that era that you were afraid to fight them because you knew you were about to get hit. Like, hit hard.
I love them. I love the Bushwhackers. I can't remember any other tag
just
teams from back then.
I mean,
then.
The Nasty Boys, the Rockers, the Hart Foundation. If you were a fan of Demolition, that's where that gimmick came from Axe and Smash, or Legion of Doom. Axe and Smash kind of took it from them.
Right.
Oh, it was so cool. They were just so good.
And he was in his 50s, it looks like.
Yeah. And what sucks most about, like, the Bushwhackers is that they were legit badass team too.
Yeah.
They were the Sheep Herders.
Yeah.
And they were like a actual good wrestling team, but back then it was more about, you know, some guys had goofy gimmicks and theirs was to lick people's faces.
And like in the times of COVID, that would not be acceptable.
Can you imagine that now? If someone came out, licked a face.
I literally, this is a 100% coincidence that I'm about to play Animal I Have Become by 3 Days Grace.
That's pretty cool.
It happened to happen right in the log.
Nice.
As this announcement was being made. Not only do we drink whiskey on Wednesday, we talked to Lee Baldwin. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
I am fantastic. Lee Baldwin, DollarInvestmentClub.com. You pay a bill to yourself. Lee makes that grow. Takes 5 minutes to sign up, and he keeps his finger on the pulse of everything in the market. And you just said off air to me that you're keeping an eye on whiskey. Now, this is good news for me because, A, I drink a lot of whiskey, but, B, I'm launching my own whiskey next month. What are you doing in the money world that has to do with booze?
Look at you, Josh. You're in the right place at the right time.
Oh, God, I hope so. I hope so.
There's an axiom in our business that all economic growth is a combination of savings and innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at, you know, across trying to find good investment ideas, but I read an article in the Wall Street Journal just recently, last couple of days, and about the innovators in Kentucky bourbon. And it just, you know, because you think of those Kentucky bourbons as a bunch of good old boys sitting around, you know, and they are putting so much money in the high tech and like sensory and analysis equipment. And then you're getting these, you know, upstarts coming out of it. So every industry, what do you think about, you know, Jim Beam's been around, what, 8 generations?
Yeah.
But they still came out with Knob Creek, right? That was a recent thing. So they're everybody's still innovating and coming to market. So I think that bodes well for you. And that's part of what we look at when we're looking at investment ideas, you know? So,
yeah, it's like you look at the people who are making whiskey and you'll automatically think, you know, moonshiners out in the woods. But these guys use a lot of science and technology and any gadget they can to make sure they yield the best product and they can keep their costs down.
Oh, yeah. And I think the three of us, it'd be nice to take a road trip to Buffalo Trace and see what's in Warehouse X.
Oh, okay.
I would like to.
I like the sound of that. Not to get you too excited, but there are ties between my whiskey and Buffalo Trace that I will share next month when I launch my whiskey. And I'll make sure I get you a bottle of it there, Lee Baldwin, because I think you're going to enjoy it very much.
Well, for publicly traded companies, Diageo is the big, the big player in that industry. We don't own it right now, but I'm looking at it. It's, it's got a pretty good dividend, 3.4%. $75 billion company. So, but their brands are like Johnny Walker, Guinness Beer, J&B, Kettle One, things like that. So anyway.
We talked earlier about this. I didn't prep you on this, so if you don't have an answer, that's fine. But we talked earlier about Microsoft acquiring Bethesda Games for $7.5 billion. I don't know if you've been following that at all. Basically, it's that they make video games. Bethesda is part of a bigger corporation that makes video games, and Microsoft makes the Xbox. And Microsoft wants those video games to have some kind of exclusivity, whether it's an early release or something, for the Xbox. I think there is a lot of action happening in the video game world this year. We have two new consoles coming out, a PS5 and an Xbox. We've got people, especially during lockdown, have been playing a lot of video games. Is that something you're keeping an eye on?
I am. I mean, I'm not as well versed. I did see the headline. I think Microsoft has got the money. They're in a position that they want to expand their reach in the video side, which is pretty intense anyway. Mm-hmm. So I think it's all good, and I think it definitely leads us more to the artificial intelligence and driverless cars. It's all kind of like it all kind of works together. So I think it's and the video gaming is a huge, huge industry. So like multi-billion-dollar industry. So so that's a place to keep an eye on. And Microsoft would be a way to kind of to play it with a big dog where you're not taking a risk on a new startup game company. You know. So
Lee Baldwin. I think. DollarInvestmentClub.com. I think you're right. I think that I don't know the exact number, but I'm pretty sure video games have outsold movies for at least a decade. They've outsold the movie business for quite some time, and it continues to grow. It's not just, you know, people like me sitting in their mom's basement playing video games. It's everybody has a console, everybody has their favorite games, and it's just this generation now.
And if you watch the Emmys, it's going to continue to grow, if you ask me. But anyway.
All right, so Lee Baldwin, before I let you go, Tesla, what'd you say yesterday was a battery day? What does that mean?
Right, so they had their annual report, but they call it their battery day, so they come out with new innovations. There's a key word again, innovations. And so Tesla, although the stock's down because Wall Street didn't really like it, but they're planning within 3 years to have a sedan for about $25,000 that seems very price reasonable, and it would go 200 miles per hour and go about 500 miles on a charge. So I think that's very interesting to me. Have you guys been in a Tesla before?
I've never ridden in a Tesla. We actually ate Wendy's next to one yesterday. We parked next to a Tesla. That's as close as I've ever been to one. But I've never been in one. Have you?
I have, and once you're in one, you kind of want one. So
I hear that like just off the line, the torque is unbelievable in these things because it's an electric motor, not a gasoline motor. So it just fires you out of a cannon, and they go really fast.
It's unbelievable, and you don't hear a thing. It's so stealth, and it's so fun. So, and their truck looks pretty cool too. So we're keeping our eyes on Tesla, but they, they're using less and less cobalt, which is a big thing. And they did this big presentation yesterday. It went a little flat on Wall Street because the stock's down. But, talk about innovations. And that's really what we have in the U.S. is great innovating companies, whether it's gamers or Tesla or whiskey makers like yourself, Josh.
Thank you. Text line with a very important question. And you can, Lee, you don't have to answer this if you feel put on the spot. Does Lee Baldwin believe in UFOs?
Do I believe in UFOs?
Yeah.
There's no right or wrong answer.
Mm-mm.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I think there's something out there.
I think there is too, Lee. I don't know what it is. I'm kind of afraid to find out what it is, but I don't think we're alone either. I don't think we're alone, Lee. I don't know what's going on up there. DollarInvestmentClub.com. You sign up. Lee takes care of the rest. He's made Cody a bunch of money. He's made a bunch of show bros and showgirls a bunch of money. You literally just take $100 a month and pay it to yourself. It's like you're putting it in a savings account, but Lee's making it grow dividends as you instead of having it stashed away in a savings account. Lee, talk to you next week, man.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
See you. Lee Baldwin checking in. The only thing I don't like about Tesla, it's a great company to invest in, and I'd love to have a Tesla.
Is it ugly?
They're kind of ugly, but if and when, I'm not one of these guys that like thinks the apocalypse is coming or end of days is coming.
The robots are going to take over?
No, not even the robots. If and when, like, I Am Legend happens,
oh,
where am I going to charge that?
Yeah.
Like, I do need a gas engine, like, to get the hell out of here.
Don't they have that backup in them or no?
No, that's a hybrid. These are straight electric.
Oh,
I thought maybe if case you have an emergency, you can drop a little gasoline in there.
So like that the sucks. Weird irony would be if there was a like the power grid went down, we would need a gas generator to charge our Tesla.
Yeah, so if Tesla and the Tesla people have their way, Tesla cars won't work anymore, kind of. Because Tesla, you know, wants to, you know, let's make the world a better place and get rid of stuff like that. And
the only way I'd get a Tesla is if it had like a solar-powered roof. A big panel
that I could just
park outside.
Yeah.
Text line, where will I get the gas? I know.
Right?
I feel like the gas would last me a little longer. Like, that's at least stashed away somewhere.
Yeah, I can at least siphon that out of a, you know, car on the side of the road or something.
Yeah.
Mad Max style.
This is something that we should look into in this office.
What?
For your leftovers today, I love this story. So this whole neighborhood, every day at 7 a.m., the internet would go down. It would completely go down.
Okay.
And they'd have to wait, and the cable company comes out. They replace all the lines. They do all these tests. They can't figure out why 7 a.m.
Every day,
the entire neighborhood's internet goes down until they tracked an electrical interference to an old man's tube TV that somehow, every morning when he got up, when he turned it on, would knock out the entire town's internet.
What? Really?
I guess it had some strange, like one of those old tube TVs.
Yeah.
This has been happening for a year and a half.
That's really weird.
And he would turn it on. It just emitted this weird electrical pulse.
There was enough of a power surge that it would knock everyone's...
That it would knock out broadband internet for the entire village.
Damn.
They could not solve it for 18 months.
How?
When the lead engineer finally tracked down where this pulse was coming from.
Yeah.
This old man's TV.
And they're just like, hey, excuse me, sir.
Could you not do that?
What did they do? Did they give him a new TV?
He said in the story, the mortified owner immediately agreed to never turn the TV on again.
He's like, well, here, throw it away. I'll throw it away.
I'm sorry, guys.
I threw it out. It's gone.
Woo. Speaking of knocking out an entire neighborhood, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, speaking about knocking out the internet. Talk about some fiber optic cables.
We're talking about 19-inch tube TVs. I'll show you a 19-inch something else coming up in this next guy.
Knock you into a flat screen.
Wow. Huh? Wow. All right, guys. Griffin up next. Be excellent to each other.